Hi, my name is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to share easy to understand, evidence-based, holistic insights to help you master the game of building wealth. In my regular Wednesday episodes, I talk about the theories, methodologies, and principles associated with investing. The aim of these case study episodes is to share how the application of that approach works out in real-life circumstances. And the case study that I have to share with you today is very centered on potentially overcapitalizing your home and whether it's actually a big deal or not from a financial planning perspective. And I guess what it does demonstrate is that the whole goal with financial planning is to kind of balance out financial and lifestyle goals. No point sitting down preparing a plan if it requires you to suffer through 20 years of working hard and not enjoying life and all those sorts of things. None of us know what's around the corner. You know, we could cross the road tomorrow and get hit by a bus, of course. And building wealth's really a journey, not a destination. And it's really about enjoying that journey, feeling empowered by the fact that you've got a long-term plan, but also, you know, spending some for today and investing some for tomorrow. And so from our perspective, it's not just about, you know, what is the most efficient use of every single dollar that our clients earn. It's more about what are your goals and let's develop a plan to hit all those goals, including lifestyle and financial. We met this client, they had a half share in a business that generates over $1 million per year in pre-tax profit. So that's their share of the business's profit. The business operates in a really fast-growing industry, and they've only reached that profitability more recently, you know, over the past couple of years. They don't expect that's going to change. In fact, they've invested a lot of money back into the business to, you know, make sure that level is really sustainable. And so since working together, we've purchased a investment property in Queensland. They've done very well out of that. We've invested in commercial property through a syndicate that hasn't done so well, at least in the short term, although the long-term evidence for those sorts of investments are very strong. And we've established a share portfolio in a corporate beneficiary of about $350,000 and growing. We're contributing to that on a monthly basis. Now, the client wanted to buy and build their dream home. And so a couple of years ago, they bought an older house on about 1,000 square meters of land, which is quite large for Melbourne and the area of Melbourne that they're in. They paid about $4 million for that house, and they're going to do a renovation, which is really a rebuild. You know, they'll keep the front of the property, but really rebuild and build their dream home that they've always, you know, dreamt of course. And the cost of that's about $2.5 million. So it's pretty substantial. So all up, once you include costs and so forth, they're into it for about $7 million. Now, when we did this analysis and spoke to them about this, we realized, and certainly I invited them to make friends with the fact that if they sell that property within the next 5 years, they're going to lose money. You know, it's not going to be worth $7 million. If they sell in 10 years, you know, I think the conservative approach or view would be they'd break even. You know, they'll get their $7 million back out of the property. Now, the home loan's large, you know, but it's not crippling from their perspective. So it's quite significant. And it's low enough that allows them to still invest in other assets. So we'll still keep building that portfolio in the corporate beneficiary that they've got. And we've got plenty of other assets that we've acquired before they contemplated this home upgrade. The other thing we think about in this scenario is an exit strategy, debt repayment strategy. So once the business blows up, do we have to go and sell the home? And the good news is that they've got a beach house and a previous family home. They have a little bit of debt against those two properties. But if they sold those two assets, they could substantially reduce almost by half their home loan debt. So even if the business had some challenges in terms of profitability, you know, we do have a strategy there to bring the home loan down to more reasonable levels. The reality, however, is that they'll probably work for the next 20 years. They love what they do. They love the business. The business is built to an extent where they don't have to kill themselves in terms of generating that sort of money. And why not also enjoy the family home while the kids are younger and they've got plenty of time to, you know, enjoy growing the business and enjoy their family home whilst also still contributing to, you know, their financial future through investments. And whilst we are overcapitalizing and we acknowledge that, it's affordable. It's an affordable level of overcapitalizing. So I thought this case study was really good to share, although really relatively simplistic compared to the other case studies I've shared with you. But I thought it was good just to share because what it does demonstrate is that financial planning is not all about just trying to maximize money. It's all about trying to achieve financial security, but also achieve a certain lifestyle, a certain outcome that our clients are working hard to achieve. And sometimes that actually is counterproductive in terms of wealth building. Like in this situation, overcapitalizing is counterproductive from a financial perspective. but certainly affordable for these clients and within the wider plan, not material. You know, chances are they'll be in that property for 20 years and that property is going to be worth more than $10 million one day, notwithstanding that they've got the massive enjoyment out of it and they've got other assets to fall back on. So I thought it was an interesting one to share with you. I hope you enjoyed it and I look forward to sharing my regular podcast with you tomorrow. Cheers.